One of the many questions that come up during the COVID-19 pandemic is, now that shuls are reopening, or maybe they've been open for a while, whether it's an outdoor minyan, an indoor minyan, at this point, I believe, at least in Chutz Laretz, most shuls are social distancing, i.e. you have to wear a mask and you have to be 6 feet away. So the question is regarding Kriyas HaTorah. There are many questions regarding Kriyas HaTorah. If you're back in shul, there's no shaila. But a separate discussion, what about bringing, if you're going to have an outdoor minyan and have Kriyas HaTorah, what is the status, or is one permitted to bring a sefer Torah for that purpose? But that we won't discuss tonight. The issue we're going to discuss is, how do you work out the aliyahs? Because generally speaking, how do we do it? We usually have a Baal Koreh, we have a Gabbai Sheni, and we have an Ola. And usually the Baal Koreh reads the Torah and the Oleg makes the Bracha. And we'll see it. We'll get it. And it works through Shomei HaKohanim. We'll get into in which direction. So the question is here that it's impossible because of social distancing. You know, I've seen different, unless you maybe have one of those glass things and you could work it out. But basically very hard, very difficult to have a regular Kriyas HaTorah in terms of people around it. So basically, it's only safe to have one person around. So what is the eitzah, what to do? So we'll go through the different possibilities of what's an acceptable option. But one of the popular ones seems to be Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Herschel Schachter, I think Rabbi Felder from Lakewood, is they recommend, they think the best option is, it doesn't mean it's the only option, the best option is to have the Baal Koreh take all seven aliyahs and make a bracha before and after. So in other words, he'll be making 14 brachas. And the question is, what's the makor for that? It sounds like a lot of brachas. How come we're not concerned about a suffix bracha levatoa? How come we're not concerned about blessings in vain? So where do we find the source? So the source they quote, for those who quote a source, it's based on a Tosefta, Megillah, Gimel Yudbeis, that She'im Yesh Rak Echad. Well, it says, Beis HaKnesh She'im La Misha Yirikya Ela Echad Omeid V'kore V'yoshev V'omeid V'kore V'yoshev Omeid V'kore V'yoshev Afilo Shiva Paman. Basically, what's the source? If you walk into the shul and only one person knows how to lane, or I should say only one person only knows how to make a bracha, or we'll see what it means, or it just says, She'in lehamisha yikra, ele echad, so this one person does it. So basically, we'll assume the Tosefta is talking about only one person knows how to lane. And so the question is, when is the Tosefta talking about? In other words, why? Because we had different takanas regarding Kriyas HaTorah. And that will, one of the original takanas, and maybe some, I've seen some suggest this, that basically you follow the original takana, which was that the Kohen gets up and makes the bracha rishona, you call up Shiva Kruim, and then the last person, then you make a bracha at the end. So it could be that's what the Tosefta is working with. The Tosefta doesn't mention anything about making any brachas. So that was the first stage, and then later on, so we changed it. Why did we change it? Did each person make brachas? And it's a discussion, was it a fundamental change, or it was always you needed a bracha, but people heard the bracha. In other words, what's pshat in this change? What is the new change? That everyone, instead of one bracha, each person calls up, makes his own bracha. Was that a fundamental change? In other words, or just a technical change? By fundamental changes, what would have happened if someone walked in the original Takana and he came late and he missed the first person's bracha? Would he have to make a bracha? So some suggest maybe yes. Others suggest no. In other words, it depends. Is it a fundamental change, i.e. that you always had a din that every aliyah needed a bracha, except that we were just yotzei with the first bracha? No. It was one bracha on Kriyas HaTorah, and they changed the Takana. Why did they change the Takana? They were concerned that the person came late won't know there's a bracha before, and the person who left early won't know there's a bracha after. So whatever the reason, they changed it. They changed it to each person making a bracha. So the original Takana was each person called up read the Torah. So therefore, it wasn't just getting a bracha, you got called up to read the Torah. And then depending if you were the Kohen or the last person, you made one bracha. But if you got called up in the interim, you just read, you didn't make a bracha. And then they changed it that everyone makes a bracha. That not only are you reading the Torah, but you're making a bracha before and after you read. And then a later institution that, because of not to embarrass people who don't know how to read the Torah, they instituted a Baal Kore, a designated reader, not to mavayish the one who doesn't know how to read. Like some suggest, why by Menasad the Kiddushin, he makes the bracha, why not the Chassan? Because in order to, some suggest not to embarrass perhaps a Chassan who can't read. So there are three stages. So at what point was the Tosefta talking about? So if the Tosefta is talking about the original Takana, so what's the Raya for making any brachas? Basically, he's just saying, instead of seven different people getting called up, if you're the only person who knows how to read the Torah, so you read all seven aliyahs. How do you know it means a bracha? So perhaps that could be the issue. Those who suggest that's what you should do, only have one bracha, that's how they'll learn the Tosefta. But even so, some might argue, Rav Shechter was mashmahit that the Takana was during the time when everyone was making brachas. If that's true, so then you have Uriah. And others suggest, even though the Tosefta was only talking about when there was one bracha, but nevertheless, Rav Svi Rimon says the Rif in Megillah Yedaleh, the Rush in Simen Yud, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufmem Gimel Sif Hey, they say, even though it was a different Metzias, but they say the same halacha applies. That the mikra zeh adam echad yaleh sheva pamim yivarak sheva pamim. So that's a question. At what time? What is the Tosefta? Did the Tosefta only say seven aliyahs? And we could argue whether it'd be the same today, like the Vilna Gaon writes that let's say the minhag yeshiva is not to have osafis on Shabbos. Like, why not? The Mishnah says explicitly you could have osafis on Shabbos. So someone explained, because the Mishnah was talking about no brachas. It's okay to have a suffix if you're calling 10 people up, but who says you're allowed to make 10 different brachas? So if the same argument can be made, if the Tosefta is talking about no brachas, so then that would lead credence to the opinion that says you should do the original Takana. Others claim either that it was talking about already when they were making the brachas, and even if they weren't, now that we have a new Takana, which is part of the discussion, so therefore we go whatever the Takana was, just like the Ola, one Ola could read seven times, and the halacha is now that you make a bracha because of the people coming late or leaving early, so therefore we extend it to brachas. But it's clear that's what the the Shulchan Aruch already is saying you make the brachas. So therefore, they claim that this is the source that the Baal Kori today gets called up and makes seven brachas. And so if you hold the Tosefta was talking about before, so maybe that's why the Shita which says today, why get involved in Suffolk brachas? You go ahead, and you only make one bracha. But if you assume the Tosefta is talking about that, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be learning other Rishonim, that seems to be the Shita that the many modern day poskim, but I mean by today, seem to go with the Shita of the Baal Kore getting called up seven times and he makes seven brachas. So notice I'm saying seven times seven brachas. What about the Maftar? We mean seven times, but do we go with the same Chatzi Kaddish and then Maftar and he's called up for an eighth time? Because he's going to be reading the Haftorah. So that's not so simple already. That already many poskim say that you should not do that. Why? Why shouldn't you? Why is it different? Because for the following halacha, the Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel, so Hamafta Benavi Sara Sheyikra Batorah Tchila, that when you read the Maftar, you have to start reading from the Torah. By Tchila, the Magen Avraham learns, Tosis says it, but the Magen Avraham expands on it, that B'li Hefzik, you have to go right away from the Maftar to the Haftorah. So what's the issue? So why does the Maftar have to read from the... If the whole reason is we're just repeating what we read, why are we reading from the Torah at all? So that's the halach, is we want to give Tnu Kavod to our Torah. We don't want people equating Navi to Chumash. And therefore, in order to people shouldn't think Navi's on the same level, so we go back and we read from the Parsha. That's one thing. A second point to take in, that's one point. The second point is, it's another, I think it's the Gemara Chav Gemo also in that area. There's another debate, Machlokas Amoraim, in the Gemara, whether Maftis Ola Laminyan Shiva, meaning when we say you have seven aliyahs, is that including Maftar? Maftar is number seven? Or Maftis Eino Ola Laminyan Shiva, it's number eight. So that's a Machlokas. How do we paskin? Well, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam. We paskin, Rabbeinu Meshulam, I think, says Maftar is not Ola. We paskin, Tosis says, Rabbeinu Tam, Maftar is Ola Laminyan Shiva. How do we know that? Because Shabbos, it's clear, everyone agrees to Shabbos. The Ran says only Shabbos you're allowed to have Osafis, because he's assuming how many Aliyahs you have signifies the Kedushas Hayom. So it goes in order. Three on a weekday, four Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed, five on Yontif, six on Yom Kippur, seven on Shabbos. So if you do Hosafa during the week, you're equating the Kedusha of a weekday to Rosh Chodesh. And similarly, Yontif to Yom Kippur. So therefore, but by Shabbos, there's no concern. Shabbos is the top of the hill. You don't have to worry. And that's the Shitas Haran. However, Tosis points out, and Rashi, it's based on Bitul Malacha. So really, Me'ikar Adin, even on Yontif, Alaminig is to be Machmir, if we can, like the Ran, and we don't make Hosafis. Like in Lashon B'nei Adam, we don't make Hosafis. But really, Tosis points out, Maftar is a Hosafa. In other words, what do? We paskin Maftar's Einu O, Maftar's O Laminyan Shiva. But since on Shabbos, we're allowed to have Hosafis, so why not fulfill all the opinions and we do Maftar after? And Yontif as well, you're allowed to have Hosafis. How do we know this? Because the Tosis points out, what do we do on a Tainis? We read three. And Maftar's Ola Laminyan Shlishi. What do? We go right to the from Shlishi, and he goes right to the Haftorah. So they point out, why do we do a Chatzi Kaddish and break it up? Because we want to show it's not Ola Laminyan Shiva. We do, it's a Maftar, Sarach Yirko Batorah Tchila. So if we're going to break it up with the Chatzi Kaddish, then we need to go ahead and read the Torah and then immediately the Haftorah. That's why, according to the opinion, if you assume we would paskin mafta is olo l'minyan shiva, so you would, the shiva would be the mafta, and you'd go right to the Haftorah and you do the chatzi kaddish afterwards. But we don't paskin. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, the mafta is olo l'minyan shiva. If we pass on Rabbeinu Meshulam, Mafta isn't Ola L'minyan Shiva, right? So then that'd be Rabbeinu Meshulam. We pass on Rabbeinu Tam that Mafta is Ola, so therefore we're doing it as an extra. We really just as a Chumra. So that's why we do the Chatzi Kaddish. So the post can point out Rav Tzvi Rimon, Rav Herschel Schachter, and I'm assuming this is the lamdas of the others, that therefore, so today, in our situation, when we have one Baal Koreh reading everything, and according to those opinions, not only reading everything, but even making seven brachas, so what about doing maftir? So they say, no. Lo yalu kriyas hamaftir. Because why do we read? Why do we read Hamaftir? Because, as we said, Benavi Sarak Yekor Betorah Tchila. That's one issue. And why? Well, why are we giving it out? Because we want to. So really, we paskin Maftir is a. We paskin Maftir is Ola L'minyan Shiva, but with Mako to give do Maf to not count Maftir Ola Shiva because. We want to give out more aliyahs to different people. So the whole point is to give a whole safa is that have more people get involved by yishtadfu b'kriyas ha-sedra, kriyas ha-torah. So that's why it makes sense if you want to give someone else maftir, so it makes sense. But in our case, it's the same person. He already got seven aliyahs. To make a whole safa, to give him eight, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, they recommend in the situation we're in that Right after he gets his seventh aliyah, he should go right in. You shouldn't do chatzi kaddish, and therefore you don't have to read from the maftir again. You don't have to read from the Torah, and therefore you should go straight into the haftorah. Perhaps if Ishu already did chatzi kaddish, so they were maftir, so then maybe then you'd have to go back then, and read. And read from the Torah, and then perhaps with or without a bracha. But at least lechatchila, for sure, maybe they'll argue b'dieved as well. But certainly lechatchila, you shouldn't make another bracha there. And why? What is that? That depends on. That also depends on the following issue. That we pointed out it was a new takana. That what was the again? Originally, it was only one bracha for everyone. But everyone who got called up read by themselves. Then every person who got called up made their own bracha. And the third takana that we have today is that the Baal Koreh reads for everyone. So who's Shamea Kohen? Who's being Motzi who? Who's considered reading? In other words, is the Baal Koreh considered reading? And the Ola is coming up. He's being Motzi with the Ola's bracha. In other words, but really it's the same person reading. It's the Ola is reading, and the Baal Koreh is being Motzi the Ola. That's the way we paskin. But if the Shita is the other way, if you assume that the Baal, so that's why there are those who say, if you assume those who say that the Baal Koreh is like reading and you just be mostly the bracha, then you should never have osafis then. And you should always probably go right into the mafter, haftorah. But we paskin, that it's the Ola who's getting the aliyah, so therefore every time you're getting a new person, it makes sense. But bizman ha-COVID, that we're not doing it anymore, so therefore we should go ahead and only redo the seven, and you should go into the mafter and go straight into the haftorah. So that's the So that's the svara for those who say that you should call seven aliyahs. So again, so within that shita, you have a minority view that says you should go with the original Kriyas HaTorah, because maybe they believe the Tosefta is talking about when there was no bracha, so therefore you go back to that, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to say with, but Safak Brachas Rako, or others say even if the Tosefta was talking about with the brachas, or even if he was talking without, the Rishonim extended to this halach, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that you make the bracha, so therefore they say this is the best choice in a bidi evit situation. We'll have to discuss another time the other opinion. The other opinion is that every person, the Baal Korei, works with the same yisod. The Baal Korei reads, but everyone makes the bracha from where he's standing, 6 feet away, and some prefer that method. That'll be the opinion of Rav Sternbruch and some others. We'll have to explain what that sheet is based on. What's the advantage of that opinion that you should have everyone in the minyan, you know, have a call of a Kohen, Levi, etc., and just have them make the bracha from far away, and how they deal with the issue of not seeing or reading from the Sefer Torah.